Page 90. Expand.
Our guest today is Dr. James Rutledge, an expert on animal behavior. Welcome, Dr. Rutledge. I've asked our listeners to call in to tell us their stories of smart animals or animals that cause problems. We've got calls from all over. Yes, hello, Lynn? You're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling about a smart animal that's causing me problems. I have a bird feeder hanging in my yard. No matter what I do, squirrels eat all the food. They're such a nuisance. I've tried to put a stop to it every way I can think of, but the squirrels always figure out a solution. How can I outsmart them? And also, raccoons are getting into my attic.
Sorry to butt in here, Lynn, but I want to stick to one question at a time. Dr. Rutledge, what about Lynn's squirrel problem?
Well, squirrels are clever at getting food and enjoy a challenge. However, you can outwit them. Most likely, they're getting at your feeder from above. Raise it higher and move it to an open space so they can't jump down from the house or trees.
Thanks for calling, Lynn. Okay, Yannick. Yannick, are you there? You have the floor.
Yes, hello. I'm calling about problems with deer, which are not very intelligent animals. I make a living selling garden plants, but deer jump my fence at night and eat everything. It's costing me a fortune. What's more, they're dangerous.
Dangerous? What do you mean?
Deer often run into the street and cause car accidents. I like animals as much as the next person, but at some point, we have to admit that humans are more, well, superior to animals. Deer are not endangered animals. We just have to get rid of them if they become problems.
You mean kill them? Some people might think killing them is pushing the envelope a bit, no? Callers, what do you think? The phone lines are already ringing. Alicia, you're on.
Hi. I just heard your last caller, and I take issue with his cruel solution to the deer problem. Animals are helpless next to humans, so it's our responsibility to protect them, not kill them because they're in our way. The humane thing to do is stop thinking that wild animals are a nuisance and just learn to live with them.
Dr. Rutledge, would you like to weigh in here?
Both callers have good points. We have to allow for human activity, but we also want to be ethical in our treatment of animals, and we want to preserve what we can of the natural world for our children, of course.
Okay, time for one last caller. Kenna, you're on the air.
I saw a very smart cat on my local news and on YouTube. He's called the cat burglar because he sneaks out at night and steals from families in the neighborhood. He takes bathing suits, shoes, toys, all kinds of things, and delivers them all to his embarrassed owners. He's taken hundreds of items in a couple of years.
Okay. Intriguing case. It would be fun to study this cat's behavior and figure out his motivation. For example, maybe he's categorizing these objects by smell or taste.
Or maybe he's just having fun. At any rate, we're out of time for today. So thanks, callers, and thank you for joining us today, Dr. Rutledge.